Well, Pinkies, once again, we're back in the old little monster car. Oh, listen to this thing. I've not driven this car. It's a little bit dirty, actually. Ugh, yuck. I'm gonna have to wash it, I think. I have not driven this car in weeks. We've been off driving around the all over the country lately, and it's been at least 2, possibly 3 weeks since I've driven my monster car here. Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. White Volkswagen Beetle, letting me go through the tight streets. Of course, it's right now it is children drop off at school time. So all the parents are mobbing my little residential street and dropping off their precious children, because you know they couldn't possibly be expected to walk to school. All right, you jackasses. 30 kilometers an hour here, right? Try to remember that, please. So, let's see. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about... I'm going to answer some questions, some car questions about oil changes. I want to talk about waiting to exhale and saying goodbye to an old podcasting friend who made my life better, I think. First off, though, a quick thank you and hello to the Gales, which I did say hello to the Gales on that episode of Drive Time Tonopah with Brenda Boo. But I just want to say once again, thank you about writing in about my left foot. I have to tell you about this quack doctor that I've been going to about my left foot. Now, this is a little bit remarkable. I guess I better close the sunroof. Sorry. Oh. It's getting cold here. But anyway, let's talk about this quack doctor. All right. So, you know, my left foot has not been working. Oh, yeah. Chili Willy also responded to my question from a couple episodes ago about where is the gas pedal, as did the Aussie Battler. So... thank you to both of you for responding back to me. Apparently, the gas pedal configuration never changes. So your gas pedal will always be under your right foot, no matter where you go. Now, why is this Toyota tailgating me so fiercely here? It's rush hour time, 8:25. Go, 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 go. Oh, come on, people. Get your act together. So I'm being tailgated. People are zooming through the intersection because it's a nasty rush hour. The sun is in my eyes. And my left foot, which is my right foot, my gas pedal foot, actually feels a lot better because I've been going to this quack doctor. All right, now, you know, people... I don't know what you think about chiropractic, but am I indifferent to it? I don't know if I'm indifferent, but you know, it's a science, I think. So I have some faith in chiropractic methodology, but this doctor that I'm going to, he has like there's some sort of different mystical bent. You know, the only thing that's missing in that doctor's office is, like, some sage burning and maybe some tiki torches or something like that. If those items were in my doctor's office, then it would be just perfect. Let me tell you about this guy. He's not the traditional bone cracker. He doesn't grab your neck and try to twist it off your shoulders. All he does is tap your head or your knee or whatever, some weird mystical point my chakras. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but anyway, it's working. My left foot is getting better. So I would like to say thank you to my quack doctor for doing such a fine job. I wonder if this is going to generate an email. An email or a comment. I gotta get some airflow going here because we have some fog happening. So there's that. So thank you to the Gales for that lovely message you sent to me about my left foot, and to those people who responded about exactly where does the gas pedal lie in non-North American cars. So it's been a bit tense, busy, active around the old castle. You heard about me and Mr. Anderson traveling to funerals and things. So that's been a bit of a psychological compress. We actually had visitors this last weekend for Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada. Mr. Anderson's mother and her sister, Auntie Pat, came to visit us for Thanksgiving for the weekend, so that was very nice. I unfortunately was not able to hang around too much because I had to work the whole weekend, and work has been weird. Work has been difficult. We've been going through a lot of changes at my work with staffing, and you know, that always creates a certain amount of confusion and unrest, and so getting over that, and new rules, this is how we're doing things now. So staffing's been a bit of, or work has been in a little bit of turmoil. So I've sort of been needing to take a little break and exhale a little bit, laying low, just so that I can, I need to do the psychological flush is what I really need is a good psychological flush. And so the last few weeks have been pretty intense, I guess. So if it seems as though I've been hiding out, it's just because I'm trying to divest myself of all of the intense emotional occurrences that have been going on. But I'm back. Today will be our last day of fun, so I'm going to get this car out on the open road and, you know, that's always good for me, a little bit of car therapy. So it's getting a bit loud. I will pause for a moment here and I'll come back to you in a little bit. So where was I? Drive so fast. Like, this is not a freeway. You don't need to be doing 80 kilometers an hour up a city street. So, my left foot is getting better. It's not all perfect, but it's healing. It's on the mend. It seems to be fine as long as I don't use it. But that's not very practical, is it? I do need to use my foot. So thank you to those people who were so concerned and wanted me to make sure I got myself to the doctor post-haste, which I did. And treatment is in... There goes that maniac again. 80 kilometers an hour. I just sort of needed a little bit of mental health time, a little bit of recharge, regeneration. you know, it's really important for me, I think, to be able to isolate myself from the world sometimes. Sometimes I just feel like you're just getting poked constantly, especially in my work where, you know, my work can be very hectic. Lots of bells ringing and phones going off and sort of this constant, hey, what are you doing? Hey, you do this. Hey, you get that thing done. Oh, hey, I have a question for you. Do you know the answer? No, I don't know the answer. Go find the answer. Oh, okay, hey, do you know the answer to this question? You know, there's all this constant attacks on your psyche. So sometimes I just get away from me. I want the world to get away from me. Now, I think I'm doing the speed limit, and nobody else seems to be doing the speed limit. Well, we'll remedy that situation shortly here. Let's turn the police detector on. I think there's a cop right in front of me, actually. One of those cops in disguise. I'm not really a cop.
System ready.
Yeah, that's a cop. Normal cars don't have searchlights on the side of them. So I'm, mentally, I think I'm doing okay. Now that I've had some regenerative, activities that have happened for me. So, just want to pull away as quietly as possible from that police officer. So, now, a question came to me via the internets from Mr. Big Fatty about oil changes. And he was asking, how often should you change your oil? Well, Big Fatty, that is a complicated question. It depends on the kind of car that you have and the type of oil that you're using. Now, if we were to take your 2012-2013-ish Ford Escape, if you have the EcoBoost engine, then you probably are using synthetic oil. And there's different grades of synthetic oil as well. So there's fully synthetic, which lasts the longest. There's semi-synthetic, which is a mix of traditional dinosaur oil and synthetic oil. Synthetic oil is manufactured in a laboratory. It is the best. And then there's the good old-fashioned, plain old dinosaur oil, which does not last very long. So usually, if your car specifies that it needs to use synthetic oil, you should consult your owner's manual on that. Or if you open the hood, somewhere on the hood, probably near the oil fill hole, or possibly near the dipstick, there will be a little sticker that indicates what kind of recommended oil you should be using. So if it says something, if you see a sticker that looks like Mobil 1 or something like that, Mobil 1 is a fully synthetic oil. It's a lot more expensive, but it lasts much longer. Now, many cars that use fully synthetic oil will recommend an oil change at 10,000... I better do this in miles. Will recommend an oil change probably at 8,007 or 8,000 miles, which is fine, but I would say don't go more than 7,000 miles, even if you have synthetic oil. A semi-synthetic oil, you'd probably be safe to go 5,000 miles between oil changes. And then if you're using good old dinosaur oil, you need to be doing it at 3,000 miles. Now, just let me have some fun here for a minute, and then I'll continue this question. 65 miles an hour into this corner, 3,100 RPM. That's the 70 mile an hour dinger there. Pretty steady. God, there's so much power in this car. You're gonna hear the 70 mile and, oh, maybe not. Oh, yellow light. Oh, big trailer, slow trailer in front of us now. Oh, poopies. Now, there's also this recommendation. You should change your oil at 5,000 miles or we'll say 3,000 miles or 6 months. I'm not a big proponent of the oil changes based on time theory. I think if you haven't changed your oil in a year, then yeah, maybe you should change your oil. But if you do 3,000 miles in maybe 7 or 8 months, I would be fine with you just changing your oil. I don't hold to this, you must change your oil every 6 months or 3 months or whatever. That's a bunch of malarkey. Don't even consider that. Just change your oil when your odometer ticks over at the 3,000 mile mark or the 5,000 mile mark and be done with it. So I hope that answers your question, Mr. Big Fatty. There's never a simple answer, is there? So, slightly sad news is the end of the Musings of a Tech Writer podcast, or at least the extended hiatus, shall we say. Our good friend Musing Mark has decided to stop podcasting for a period of time, and I would like to say I would like to just say thank you, Mark. Thank you for your show, because it really helped me get through my own growth in my 40s, the decade of my 40s. I'm really thankful for the show that you put out since 2008. I'm a huge fan of Musing Mark, and I absolutely enjoyed your discussions, your personal chats with yourself. Especially in that time period in my life where, you know, the 40s are a bit of a scary place in many respects. And I think there, well, for me, was a really positive time of growth for me. I went through, I think, a lot of maturity in my 40s. And I really appreciated hearing your own experiences and stories about your life. Just gonna be digging into a corner here for a second. Oh, understeer. Finally get some understeer because I'm not powering into it. Oh, you pussy. So, that's interesting. Let's see what happens in this roundabout. Yeah, just... I gotta learn how to drive this car again. I'm just not getting it quite right. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Mark, for being there for me and for sharing your experiences. And you were such a wealth of wisdom, and I so enjoyed hearing your thoughts on many topics. And I'm gonna miss the Musings of a Tech Writer podcast, but I understand completely. It's time to move on. And I wish you all the best, Mark, as you go on whatever new ventures you get into. So all the best to you. Just for full disclosure, it was Musing Mark who was a large inspiration for me to start my own show. And he really encouraged me to actually do it. And he gave me the courage to just go out and do my own show and not worry about what people might think about it. And in his immortal words, if you put it out there, people who are interested will come and listen. So I wouldn't be here yammering on about understeer and grip if it wasn't for Musing Mark. So thank you, Musing Mark. And thank you to Scotty Battler as well. But this is about Musing Mark. All right. I don't know what else to say. I kind of feel like I'm in my own zone of transition right now. So I don't know what's going to be happening for me in the next 6 months. I feel like there could be some changes as well. But you know what? I'll do my best to keep you informed about it. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening.